This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now to school security after the terrible murders in Uvalde, Texas. This week, Ohio passed a law making it easier for teachers and school officials to carry firearms. School security is an estimated $3 billion a year industry. Surveillance cameras, metal detectors, extra stout classroom doors. But as Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes reports, there's little data on what's effective.
High school teacher Pamela Mathai remembers when she was trained in how to turn a regular classroom item into a potential weapon.
They were like, think about what objects you have in your classroom that could be used as a projectile or to hurl at somebody if they were to breach your door.
Mathai teaches geography in Austin, Texas, and she says it's frustrating that this sort of training takes away from her time teaching.
I feel indignant, like angry, that that's something that even has to occupy our mind space.
Mathai went through that training in 2019, and following shootings like the one in Uvalde, administrators tend to put more resources into school security generally. Otis Johnson Jr. is executive director at the Johns Hopkins Center for Safe and Healthy Schools.
There's always a money response. So over the years, we've just been adding layers and layers and layers of security.
Over half of all schools have law enforcement officers on campus who are sometimes armed. More than 80% of schools use security cameras, and some are adopting facial recognition software. But Johnson says it's not clear how effective these measures are in preventing violence.
There's a hypervigilance that would have to be there in order for all of these security measures to work optimally. And even then, a gun can shoot a lock open, it can shatter the glass, we'd have to get bulletproof glass. It would just be a huge amount of resource to fortify 130,000 schools in that way.
Still, some parents say, write the check. Dylan Whitehead is a father of three who lives in a suburb of Dallas.
I'd rather do something than nothing because gun control isn't palatable to so much of the population.
Whitehead, who is a gun owner himself, believes there should be more restrictions to buying a gun. But he says in lieu of that, he supports increased security at schools.
I think a single point of entry, I think armed security or police enforcing that single point of entry, I think potentially walling schools in, that would be a more popular choice here.
But increased security worries other parents. Stephanie J. Rahman lives in Katy, Texas, which is a suburb of Houston. She's Black and has two sons who are 7 and 4.
As a mother of Black children, especially boys, this whole, like, let's arm everybody in schools with guns scares the shit out of me.
Jaya Rahman says she's worried with more weapons permitted or even required, her kids could be at risk on a daily basis. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.